Hello.
Hi, Riley.
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Riley. This is John with Local Splash.
Hello.
Trying to reach out to you regarding a customer service request for Fine Line Electric of NWA LLC?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They asked me to reach out to you regarding your account with us. They said that there were some, like, discrepancies that you were having with the listing itself, like they duplicated the Google business profile.
Yeah, it was, well, it's honestly, like, a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe you were the one that we signed up with, I think, actually, but,
mm-hmm.
So they said that they could use, like, off of our Google business page, mm-hmm. but they actually deleted the one that I had and created a new one,
mm.
And the one that I had was already verified and was fine, but they actually deleted it and then made a new one. They took the photo off. They used the Google business phone number, which I also told them that we didn't want, because they didn't want to use that.
Mm-hmm.
Just use his personal phone number. But then so they did that. They deleted it, and now it's saying it needs to be verified. I've tried to verify it. Keeps getting declined now at this point. So frustrated because they deleted the page that I told them to use.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did like an interview with us for the website
mm-hmm.
processes, and we told them like specifically what he specializes in, and they put on there that he specializes in commercial, which we were very adamant about he does not.
Mm-hmm.
They also updated his business hours to say that he's closed 24/7 instead of open 24/7. They did that mm-hmm. on the Google page and on the website. I changed it on the Google page. The website, I honestly, because so much information within the whole website was incorrect, I didn't give them access to the domain, so that way the website was never goes live.
Okay.
Because it's not right.
Right.
And then they were posting, since they have a Facebook ad running, it won't let me even preview the Facebook ad. But someone went on there and posted like a whole batch of random stock images. Like they just posted the images. Like they didn't even put a caption or like one photo in a caption. Like they literally just posted four stock photos that were extremely blurry and obviously fake. And we didn't realize until a family member was like, hey, looks like somebody by a weird name posted all these photos. Did you guys do this? And we're like, no. So, honestly, it's just been, like, more of a headache than it was a help. And so it was all within the same four-day span that we signed up. And
Whoa.
So I just revoked the access for everything because I was like, someone's messing around, someone's not doing it correctly, first of all, and then nothing but put us back. We're starting over now again. And so with the Google verification page and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just frustrating. So I asked if we could cancel. And I asked if there's anywhere to get a refund for the week that we did pay for that. Like, it doesn't even look like anything's running anyways.
Yeah.
And everything, it has been like terrible.
No, I mean, it definitely sounds like a horrible experience, and I can understand why they're asking me to reach out to you guys. So just to kind of reiterate, they deleted your existing profile, created a new one. The new one, you're having trouble getting verified.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they did send a PIN to the 812 East Asher Drive. Have you guys received a new PIN yet?
I haven't received a new PIN. I've done, like, the video verification.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted them to just work off of the Google page that we already had active because we verified that one and had it for like a year.
Yeah, so and that's how it was notated too.
One. Exactly, and I
From
told them, I was
point.
Like, when we signed up, mm-hmm. we specifically notated. It's like, oh, well, it's easier to just start a new one. And I'm like, so you guys did start a new one. Why would you do that if the other one was verified and working?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you search up his business, you can't even find it. So we're back to square one.
Yeah, that was
last year.
That would only be if they were saying there was a problem with that Google business profile from Google's side. But I have to read, I mean, there's so many notes in here. I have to read through the communications that they're having with Google throughout that meantime and as to why they did that. Because I did put in the notes, you guys already have existing Google business profile. We were just supposed to be added as manager to that and then come in
exactly.
and do the optimization from there.
Yeah, and I gave the manager access the one that was active. And then I had went in there and there was like two additional ones added. Both of them were needing verification. And I was like, well, the one I had was already verified and mine was gone because I had uploaded the photos of it and put photos. And now what's waiting to be verified is has the wrong phone number. It had the wrong business hours. It said it was closed all the time. I fixed that, but the photos aren't there and it's not verified and we're trying to get it verified again.
Okay. Excuse my language. This just sounds horrible.
I don't know. I'm like, what the hell happened? Because, like, what? I don't know if it was, like, just a couple people that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, it's a dropping the ball on a crazy level. I'll go through probably about 100 counts over the course of a month throughout the U.S. And over the past month, this is by far like the worst scenario I've heard. And
I rarely get
a cancel request even. So I sent it downstairs. I asked them to reimburse you. The response they send back was just because of the subscription terms and the things that were already done on it, they're not going to issue it. But I'm telling them everything was done wrong. And I'm literally sending this stuff as you're telling me, like, delete an existing profile, create a new one, implement a tracking number she didn't request, doesn't do commercial. I told them, you know, says close 24/7, which even if everything was done right, that doesn't help the situation. It should be open 24/7.
Yeah, if you look at our website, I haven't made, I don't believe I didn't, we did to go in there and try to play around with that, but I don't believe I've updated the hours in there. So that way they would be able to see what they,
it says so website's under construction right now.
Yeah, because I didn't give them access to the domain because I didn't want that website live. I didn't let them transfer over, because they're waiting on me to verify the domain and so that way they could get the website live, but because it was wrong, I don't want it to go live. And they also updated, which is annoying, when they deleted my Google page, they made their own description, like, you know, the business description, and that said specializing in commercial and was wrong, and they published that. So it's like also, if you're making changes, cool, also run those by us before you publish them, because it wasn't until I was like, wait, what happened to our Google page and why are our pictures gone? And then I'm like, wait,
they're usually supposed to, though. It's usually an automated message. Let me see what's going on with your texting. 45, 35. Yeah, the texting's not going to you. That's why. It's going to DeAndre's number.
Yeah, because when we went, but yeah, regardless, it was still wrong.
Yeah, because what they do is they usually send something to you, and then if they don't get a response within 3 days, they just say unresponsive. But instead of not doing something, they just continue to proceed. Like, if you, it's going to be crazy if you look at his text messaging log, because there's day-to-day communication on there, but it's not like there's a response from him. Like, it's literally, it says I signed you guys up on... are 11 days ago, so that would have been the first of the month, right? So there's, so there's from the sign up, then there's the second, the fourth, the fifth, multiple messages, the sixth, multiple messages, the seventh.
So you're saying if you would have seen those?
Yeah, the only response I got from him on the seventh was, what is my login for Yelp? They sent them that, right? On the seventh and the eighth.
That's because someone called and said that we set up Yelp.
Yeah, because we do that for you, though. It's a popular directory submission as part of his Platinum Bundle. But all the communications are going through his number. And I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
I think I should switch it over to you. It sounds like you're the one that's supposed to actually be taking care of it for him, right?
Well, yes. But then also, I mean, I would trust, though, too, that they would have done things how they were.
I requested the refund. They're telling me they denied it because they did this stuff, but they did it wrong, right? So I'm like arguing back and forth with them. They're telling me to offer you guys a 2-week extension, so it's almost like your day -2 right now. Like, we haven't even started it. So just go in there and make all these revisions right. I've heavily notated each individual issue, and then I've also sent it down to a quality assurance department, I also want to switch you over as the primary for all texting and future contact, because it doesn't look like DeAndre is going to really respond to those in the 24 to 48 hours that we request when you sign up with us.
It says that ads are running, but I can't see them. What are they wanting to, like, remake the website, fix our Google? Like, I don't...
Yes.
I should have just done it myself in the first place.
No, they'll get it done right. They'll get it done right. We're not going to let you guys waste money, put it that way. We'll have them get in there and make sure that it's done right. You know, nothing that we do when we first create it is expected to be like, oh, perfect, send it through. We always want your guys' input on it because it represents your company. The only time it ever gets to that point is if we're trying to communicate with you and then we're not getting a response back, then we have to decide, like, do we just go ahead and publish it with what's here? Or, you know, or usually once you see that, we get this reaction out of you guys and now we're talking to you again versus days of, like, not being able to communicate with you. So I also think
that there needs to be, more, maybe they, I don't know, have they called or is it all just text?
I shifted it over right now to your number. The dashboard's broken.
Okay,
what do you mean?
Yes, like, it says it has, we have like 721 impressions on whatever Facebook ad they're running. But we can't see the Facebook ad. It says preview unavailable. So that also makes me mad because
dashboard.
If they use one of the stock photos that were terrible that they chose and didn't get any images from us, then I can't even imagine what that ad is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it shows right here when I went to go log in to look at it. It says, looks like your subscription is not active. So the reason you can't see that right now, it's only going to show you what it had up until they suspended the listing. They put a suspension on it, I think, 2 days ago or a day ago. Let me see.
Yeah, because I called last week to cancel.
Yeah, it was
but
Ivan.
I had been
Ivan.
Trying to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Ivan suspended it, and then he said, he talked to you today. You talked to another rep from here today?
He called, yes.
Okay.
But he just said that he was going to document what I was telling him.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, he suspended it on the 9th. He told them to pause, and then he also wanted to follow up with you yesterday. I was out of optic that you guys might have had yesterday, but I do see the ones from this morning, or just about 2 hours ago. But that would be my offer to you. If they're not going to offer reimbursement because of the subscription terms and then the what they did, even though they did it wrong, I would more than willing to extend it to 2 weeks, almost like it's actually like negative day three. It says you guys signed up 11 days ago. It'll push the next billing until September 15th. So you guys would have basically a whole month and 2 days from today for them to go through and do it the right way, get the video verification done. I do still want to see if there's something we could do with that old Google business profile. And why that even happened in the first place, why they didn't just send you the credentials to add us as manager, or if they tried and then DeAndre didn't get back to us,
which
maybe
I
they
did.
Just did it that way.
I added them as a manager. No, I did it over the phone with her.
I gotta get an explanation from them. You know what I mean? Because I do
see. Yeah, because she was telling me that the page wasn't existing. Yeah, she was telling me the page wasn't even existing. She's like, you don't have one. That's there.
Yeah, but see, the only way they would delete your old one and create a new one is if there was a problem with the old one or we didn't have access to it and it got suspended, then we tell Google, hey, just delete the old one. We're going to create a new one. So I got to understand, like, what was their logic behind going that route? And then I got to verify all their communications too. It does seem like every day from sign up, except for like 1 or 2 days, there's been some kind of communication attempt to DeAndre's number. And then there's just no response there. So as of right now, I have it switched over. So any future communications are going to go directly through you on this line. And then I've already made the adjustment to push the billing out to September 15th. If you guys want to discontinue it, just let us know before that time. Same as in your service agreement. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. But I want to make sure that we make things right and get your business listings and everything where they need to be for what you've already invested with us, especially if they're not going to reverse that transaction. So.
Yeah, because
wasted money.
I would rather just like do it myself. Yeah. I'd rather just get a refund. I should have done it by myself in the first place.
I put you guys
over, people get messed up.
Well, it's a little upsetting to me too, though, because I put you guys under a friends and family plan. Like, I remember signing up with you and talking to him, and then him giving me your number, hearing the baby in the back. I remember all of that. So I put it in as like a friends and family plan, and so to have it fall through, like.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell happened?
So what are you telling me? Yeah, if I refer my family, you're going to do this? You know? So I got to go downstairs and hear their side of it. But I've already taken notes on like every single thing, and I'm happy that you wrote them down too, or at least knew them to be able to list off to me. But right now, the only...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, because honestly, like, we saw the website. When I saw the website that they did like 2 days later, and I was like, they put everything in there that we told them not to put, and then had the hours and all of that crap, I was just like, okay, this is the very first thing, and they didn't even follow.
Yeah, so just to be super transparent, like, websites, like, the first 2 days, they always do a draft. It's just like an initial draft that they mock up, and then they show that to you as, like, a general layout, and then we expect to get, like, feedback on, I want to change this, I want to change this, I want to change this, and... You know, that's pretty much how it is with any website. You're going to fine-tune it until you get a final result. We don't make a final result for that business on or off of one client interview in 2 days. You know what I mean? We expect to have some revisions requests and us to go back in there and keep working on it until it looks how you want it to look. And then moving forward still with the hosting, anytime you want to make a change to it, that's a part of our services as well. I mean, I'm going to put in the request. Like I said, I'm going to have it, or not put in the request. I'm going to extend your billing to September 15th. That gives you guys an extra 2 weeks of service, so it's almost like it hasn't even started yet. And then I'm going to go downstairs and put in all these revisions requests and get them to work on all of these things. They are going to ask for you guys to continue to be responsive to us moving forward, but all communications are going to go through you. So it's like starting over day one. And then I also want to dig into what happened with the old Google business profile. I have to see what their reasoning was behind that. Did you guys have a bunch of reviews on that one already?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Have any. We didn't have reviews yet. We had we have some from Angie's List that we need to convert over to our Google page, but it won't let us because it says that it's...
tracking system and that, it's not even live yet, so there's not something for them to do until we do the
Exactly. They can't access it because it's not verified. And I submitted a video for verification, and it was denied. So, I don't...
Okay.
I mean,
Here's the problem. So, the video verification form is only requested when the form's not filled out. So now that you are the primary for this, I'm going to send you the verification form that we were expecting to receive back from DeAndre.
Okay. So you're saying
he literally has the same name as my dad and brother, and I told them that this was my family and this is what happened. So I'm not very happy.
It's a bit of a mess.
Sorry, what was your question, though, before? I feel like I cut you off.
No, I mean, if they can fix it. I just want to, like, I want
to
see, like,
no,
what
it
the
has
ads
to be
look
fixed.
Like,
it has
before
to
they
be
go
fixed.
Live.
Okay,
and I just
want
to see everything, because...
We do, yeah. So, like, in the notes, they were like, you could... I don't know if there's a way I could send this, like, copies of this text thread to you, because it's a lot. But they were communicating with him. Like, when he gets home, if you go to his phone, it's that 877-635 number. And he has, like, recent texts as early as today, you know? Like, there's automated communication. And so what they do, and when we sign you guys up, we say, hey, we want you to be responsive within 24 to 48 hours. He wasn't there for the sign-up call. He just said, hey, I want to do it. Here's my lady's number. Give her a shout and set it up with her. And so...
Yeah.
So he didn't hear that portion of it, but it is in the subscription terms too, and it looks like they were communicating with him, sending him these, and we usually wait for approval for 24 to 48 hours. If you don't get a response in that 48 hours on the third day, they don't just do nothing, because you guys already paid us, they just launch it, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's opposite from us. We don't launch until we have approval. We can't. And so
But from our perspective, you guys are paying us or something. So even if it doesn't look how you want it to look, if that ad could still go out there and generate some kind of results for you guys, then we want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we want you guys to come back every month and be able to show you that it's making money and we did our part, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand that. There are guys like that, though. I work with guys that are like 75 years old and they're computer illiterate, and they kind of end up with these automated route that you guys are on right now, which is the unresponsive guy, you know? So instead of just canceling it, not doing anything, we're like, hey, we got to uphold our end of it and try to get whatever we can from with what we have. And that's why you end up with those stock images and things like that. So,
Okay.
I'm going to extend it out, though, to the 15th, and just because they're denying, like, the initial refund because the subscription terms were signed and they did start actually working on it. But then I'm also going to send all these revisions to a customer service agent. We have a specialist downstairs. His name's Abraham. And I've already notated it, but don't be surprised if you get a call from him just to triple-check everything and make sure that we're getting you guys exactly what you're requesting from our services, okay?
Got it. Okay. And if we later down the road do decide to cancel, how does all of that work? You guys just
call in. It's the same as the subscription terms and the voice verification. So you can discontinue or cancel anytime. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. We just take ourselves out of the Google business profile, so we're not added as manager anymore. So you guys will still have access to all of that and still own it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Right now, what you're seeing is a suspension, not a deletion. So everything's just kind of like, hey, put on hold until we have this conversation. And then that's why they want me to reach out, because I kind of put you guys in a category of like, this is personal. So they send it back to the original agent. Normally, there's a whole other department that does quality assurance, customer service, cancellation, things like that. But they're like, hey, if this is your family member, call them.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just was like frustrated because I was like, what is going on? And then I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do it. I should have just done it myself. And then it's just really frustrating.
I know. That's a crappy feeling. That's like the worst possible feeling, honestly. But even the Google business profile, that's just one thing, having it verified. But the optimization that we do as a Google partner is not something people can do on their own, you know? So we didn't even make it to that point with you. So you're not even really able to see those results. But let us get in there.
I don't
fix
see anything
it.
But messes up.
Yeah.
What's a mess up? That's all I
do. I got you. No, I got you. We're going to get it cleaned up, and then I'm going to extend it out. So it's almost like your start date hasn't even happened yet. You got like an extra 2 weeks. Let us go in there and make it right. And then if you guys are still unhappy, let me know. And then we could always, if we have to cross that bridge, get you access to it in part ways.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. I appreciate all right. it.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen, though. I want to show some good return on investment here. So
I mean, if we can see it, we would keep doing it. But
okay.
I was just like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to see something from it.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I'm the same way. I give people a shot quick. I fire quick, though, too.
Exactly.
If I have to have a conversation like this, it's the other way around. Like, we already have them all up there. Everything's going good, but maybe they're getting bad reviews. So we're like, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route. Yeah.
Definitely. No.
I'm going to go downstairs and get it all squared away for you guys. Like I said, look out for the confirmation that we're extending the billing to September 15th. And then I'll send it also all these revisions over to Abraham. And I'll also get the Facebook guy to reach out to you, too. Like I said, all communications are going to go through you moving forward.
Sounds good.
All right, Riley. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Right. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye.